All right, gang. 6 p.m. Pardon me there. I didn't realize the microphone was quite that close. But welcome, everybody, to what will very likely be the last community engagement meeting gathering. I don't want anyone to get the impression this is the last time we're going to invite you to a meeting, because part of the method to our madness of engaging and bringing you guys to these meetings early is we're going to be coming back to the well, you being the well, throughout the process, and I'm certainly going to be inviting you folks and others to be on different committees as we work on especially your different areas of expertise. Water utility gang, there'll be a committee working on that type of thing as far as policies and the general plan. Same with parks, whatnot. So stay tuned. We have a ways to go to get there, though. All right, I'm calling us all to order a little bit after 6 p.m. And need to do roll call very quickly. All right, as is the tradition, we're starting out with Youth Advisory Council. All right, I'm going to go through these names quickly again, and please, if you would, yodel a here when I get to your name. Liam DeTepo.
Here.
Thank you, Liam. Sorry about the last name there. All right. Tanish Doshi.
Here.
Did I get it right?
Tanish.
Thank you. All right, Board of Adjustment, Tom Gribb.
Here.
Joe Athanati.
Here.
Hey, Joe. Budget and Finance, John Fortunato.
Here.
All right, John. Jennifer Carr. Hey, Jennifer. Budget and Finance still, James Beasley. All right, did I get everyone on budget? Great. Alrighty. Historic Preservation Commission, Avi. Where are you, Avi? Avi Lee. Hey there. Michael Paul? There you go, Michael. Joan Palego? Welcome. All right, Parks and Rec Gang, Gary Temple. Hey, Gary. Joanne Moothart. Hey, Joanne. Matthew Wood. Need to hear a here, if you would.
Here.
Yeah, we're trying to get these recorded. Mr. Saletta. Hey, Phil. All right. Planning and Zoning Commission, Skeet Posey. Where are you, Skeet? All right. Anna Clark.
Here.
Hey, Anna. And Dan Sterman. Hey, Dan. And a recovering Planning Zoning Commission member, Hal Bergsma. Where are you, Hal? All right. Stormwater Utility Commission, Rick Hawkinson. There he is. All right. Water Utility, Kay Lentow.
Here.
Hey, Kay. All right. Town Council, Mo Green. Council Member Green, thank you. Thank you, Mo. Councilmember Joyce Jones-Ivy. Hey, Joyce. I want to brag on these two council members very briefly. These guys were in this same room at 12:30 this morning. Council meeting went that late. So, you brought in your morning here and you're closing your night here. But a big hat tip for making the time. That's dedication. Really appreciate it. All right, that's our gang. All right, as with previous meetings, I'm going to set the table, and Ms. Sims is going to do the real work. So we are in meeting number 4, and you can see our progression. And as I mentioned in previous meetings, every meeting we're putting together key building blocks that go into the plan. And you've all gotten drafts of the plan at this point, hopefully you've seen it grow. It still has a good ways to go in terms of wrapping it up. But you've put together all of the main building blocks. After tonight, there's going to be quite a few things that happen in quick succession, all right? So come tomorrow, Ms. Sims is going to get out a final draft, all right? It'll be the final draft that we're going to ask you guys to take a hard look at. The ask, and we've already asked a lot of you, and it's most appreciated the work you've put in so far, is that you mark it up. We want to make sure the litmus test we all want you to use is, does this reflect our work? Does this reflect what we did in these meetings? Do we own this document? We want you to own the document. It's yours. So they ask us to get us comments, if you have any, back by the 22nd, February 22nd. And then there are a few key steps after that. As we mentioned previously, this will be going before the Planning and Zoning Commission, March 7th. The ask will be for the commission to provide a recommendation. And then on the council, March 15th, with a request of final approval. We certainly invite all of you to attend both the commission and council meetings. We would love folks to be there to represent your thoughts about this process, your thoughts about the work that you did to create this this plan. All right, so what on earth are we doing today? So as we've done before, we're going to recap the previous meeting, reflect some of the results from that meeting. And then the drum roll of tonight is a facilitated discussion where we're trying to work toward consensus on what is the preferred approach. Okay, in your packet, I'm sure you're all aware there are three different levels of outreach and approach. The ask is, we're going to ask you, and again, Ms. Sims is going to lead a facilitated discussion, which one do you prefer and why? All right, pick one. And then we're going to work around the room after that, after we've built consensus around one, and ask if there's anything about that one, whichever it is, that you want to modify. I don't like this particular item, and I like this item over here. Can we move it over here? We want to keep that discussion going till by the time we unlock the doors and let you out. They are locked right now, by the way. That everyone, that we've achieved consensus around one single approach. And that's what's going to go before the Planning and Zoning Commission as well as Town Council. And then finally, we're going to recap the process as far as getting a final draft reviewed by you folks, blessed, and moved on for Commission and Council. All right, let's take a step back. Last go round, you guys provided quite a bit of input, and I just want to reflect on that just a bit. So we talked about the need really to establish general awareness. Goal is we don't hear from anyone, not one person if possible, come vote time that, hey, I've never heard of this, okay? So we want to provide opportunities for general awareness, all right? And you can see on the slide a list of different ideas that you brought forward, and they've all been incorporated. Before we move on, I want to make sure I get a commitment from Mr. Sturman that if we get a big magnet, it's going on you and your wife's car, right? Right? So that was Dan's idea. No, I'm serious. Will you put a magnet on your car, Dan? All right. Very good. It's a good idea. It's a good idea. So the idea is to provide folks the ability to do it on their own vehicles, but also put them prominently on town buses and especially our building inspectors, folks that are driving around all over town all day long. Again, to raise general awareness. This is your work. Sorry for picking on you, Dan. So, not really. But. all good. So, beyond the general awareness, we took a deep dive into targeting specific groups, different folks, different layers of engagement to reach people. So, and again, we prioritized different stakeholders. The number one, unquestionably number one stakeholder is the town's residents, where it's very clear that our aim is to reach consensus among residents who will vote. So you can see the list of ads, not literally ads, but additions that you guys provided to your left, and it helped us fill out the table so that we're hitting each one of these demographic groups as they really have special ways that they absorb and disseminate information. And we're respecting that, and we're looking at ways to reach each of them. So your work. Priority two, we talked about different stakeholders that might be experts in their field, whether it's housing, parks and rec, different community groups, whether it's the Kiwanis Club, its HOAs, whatnot, where we're going to be working with them to share ideas. Notice the word consensus is not in that descriptor. Okay, that's reserved for residents. We're working with these folks. Still, we are working with these folks. Again, you can see the additions that you guys help provide to fill out the table and the list. And again, these are all stakeholders that you identified. All right, and then the last layer in terms of priorities that's also important are the different regulatory groups that we're to work with by state statute, and it's just downright necessary. And so really the list is pretty well straightforward. The clarification we made in the plan is that it's really kind of hard to incorporate board, commission, and town council into this group of priority three. We really kind of separated those all of you folks out in that, and making a commitment that we're going to be checking in with all boards, commissions, and town council throughout the entire process. All right, so we are going to get into the meat of the evening, and that's working toward developing consensus on which of the three approaches that we should take. So what we did is we worked together to take all of your ideas and formulate them into a cohesive approach at three different levels, okay? Ms. Sims is going to take us through a discussion on that. But we thought would be a great idea, and we're very appreciative. We brought the A-team from Gordley, the Gordley group, and I want to bring them up in just a moment. We brought on a Gordley group whose focus is on marketing and community engagement, exactly what tied into what this project is about. And I want to bring Jan and Tom up to really describe some of the sausage making and share some of their experience and assurance that what is before you will be effective. And then let's take a deep dive in terms of discussion. So Jan, Tom?
Thanks. I'll park over here.
All right, great. Let me get my tea out of your way.
Don't touch it. Okay, good evening. I'm Jan Gordley. I'm president of Gordley Group. Very happy to be here this evening. As Byron mentioned, Tom Baca, who is our community relations director, is here this evening. He's really been in the thick of this. This is kind of the heart of what we do. We are a local nearby firm. We're located in central Tucson. And we've been there for 30 years. We're very fortunate that we've been working in Oro Valley and with Oro Valley for about 20 of those years. So we've been involved in different efforts. We are a full-service marketing and communications firm. And what that means is, along with our real focus and love of public engagement and public involvement, we also have a department in-house. There's 12 of us, so we also have those who focus on advertising, media, and marketing, how to bring those methods to bear on a campaign. And then we also have a creative services department who formulate a lot of the creative that you see in advertising and marketing and outreach. And they really, and we really do the full gamut, digital, video, buses, TV, outdoor, you name it, sooner or later we've done it. So, and we do have people who focus on that because there are specific approaches to each one, and there's also the importance of looking at the media mix overall, and that's one of our roles. So we have been very fortunate and very appreciative, not only of helping with this current effort, but of helping with some efforts in the past. That started a little over 10 years ago. We were involved in helping the town gel its tagline and some of its branding. It's in our nature. So that was great. We really love seeing that in use and how well it reflects you and the town. one of the efforts we're most proud of is the last general plan process, Your Voice, Our Future. And that was an amazing effort, I'll have to say. These days in marketing and advertising, everything is about metrics. It's the digital age, analytics, metrics. But when you look at the numbers that were generated in the last general plan outreach, it's pretty amazing. One of the things I'd like to share is that, from our perspective, and we've worked over 30 years. We've worked with, 60 different jurisdictions across Arizona, particularly southern Arizona, hundreds of projects. And I can say and stand behind that no one is more committed to and more dedicated, more rigorous about involving their community than Oro Valley, and particularly in the general plan. And I say that very honestly from my perspective of a lot of projects. So it's really exciting to be involved with a community who's that involved and the town is that committed to it. The effort did receive some awards, but of course the best reward is community involvement and working for the community and the support of it. We also helped with the Oro Valley Safe Steps. That was a fast start 2 years ago when the pandemic first was upon us and we needed to help the town reach out to businesses and to residents. And that was a very meaningful process and project for us. I did want to mention, along with how great it is to work with a jurisdiction that's as committed to community engagement. Quite often we have to do a lot of arm twisting with some jurisdictions to make sure they're getting out and engaging the public. That also, it's very unusual to have the public and stakeholders involved in the planning of the outreach. Quite often that's done internally. So from our perspective and our training, and we do train on public involvement as well as communications and marketing, this is really a picture of best practices in the way to put together community engagement. And I have to say we've really enjoyed seeing how your ideas have kind of risen to the top, how they've gelled. We've appreciated putting those into the plan and formulating what you're saying and looking at those plans. Really like the way the overall marketing mix works. That's part of our, I think, mission, not just to look at the individuals, but as a whole, is this fulfilling your goals and your mission for your plan? So again, congratulations to you. Thank you to the town. It's great to hear you guys listening to the committee meetings. It's great to start to see it in action. So we're here to answer questions if you got any questions on the particulars. But again, what you've put together with your three levels makes a lot of sense. Again, kind of a best practices of how it should be formulated and reflect what the community wants, not just what perhaps you know, some officials want or a marketing person wants. So thank you very much.
There we go. I figure if I hit the button enough, it will start working, so, which I think just messes it up. All right, so I kind of want to walk us through those levels of engagement. So if you got the handout, well, I know you got the handout, but if you look at it and you're like, oh, dear goodness, this hurts my eyes, you're not alone. So we're going to take a good amount of time walking through each line item, and I want you to have an opportunity to ask questions, because ultimately tonight we do want to reach a consensus on which strategy this group prefers. So just from a high level, all three levels of engagement include some must-dos to reflect your guiding principles. So you'll see there's some similarities in all three levels to make sure that the process remains inclusive, efficient, effective, as well as transparent, that there's online and in-person opportunities. It's hopefully interactive and fun. So those are some things you guys told us during that second meeting, and that's why there are some items that we feel are must-dos, which we'll go through here in a minute. With regard to how the levels are set up, so the base level, it really reflects the work we did 10 years ago. So we did include a column that has what we did 10 years ago with the Your Voice, Our Future. And you'll notice that most of what we did last time is now included in the base level. Now, there are some additional items that we heard from you seemed important, such as having videos, having a postcard mailer, street signs, car magnets, items like that that were now added to the base level. Dan, we're going to keep going with the car magnets all night long. And the main difference between the base, intermediate, and comprehensive level is going to be the quantities of these items. Because again, we do feel that they're all pretty important to meet your guiding principles. All right, so starting on page one at the top of the budget, I'm going to go through these. We did put numbers to them in terms of costs. As I think James mentioned last meeting, everything costs money, and it is important for you to have that information for context as we have some decisions tonight. However, that's not what I'm going to focus on now, because ultimately the budget will go to town council as part of the overall town's budget. I'll talk a little bit more about that later, but right now I really just want to focus on the tools. I want to make sure we're including all the tools you guys discussed and kind of walk through what the differences between each level are. So, looking at consultants and website. Now, the most cost for the consultants is to provide support and expertise in specific areas. Mostly that's in branding and marketing, as well as expertise in technical editing. That's where the consultant costs lie. And it's the same for every level of engagement. In addition, that's your line items 1 through 6 is the consultant services. Now, line item 7 is the interactive website. So as we saw in the survey, and as what you guys told us, is having an opportunity not just to go online and get information, but go online and actually provide comments, to have opportunities to have discussion boards was really important for folks. And it is something we did last time as well that was very successful and provide convenience. So that is also a must-do that you'll see in every level of engagement. Now is where we start to get some of the differences. So line item number 8 is for videos. This is a consultant designed video, and would really be used to help provide the educational purposes and to engage people, to invite them to participate in other ways. So the difference between the levels is in the base, it's one video, particularly during that first phase where we're really going out in the community. Intermediate is two videos to provide one at the beginning of the process and probably one at the end of the process when we're now trying to show results and get the community to vote. And then the third comprehensive level includes three videos, and that would be for each phase. So that's the difference in that one. And then line item 9 is a statistically valid survey. That one you guys all mentioned last time with the survey of why is there only 700? Is this representative of the community? And there were some biases with the community engagement survey because it was self-selected, excuse me. So a valid statistically survey, what that means is it would have a random sample. So that's either done through telephone. It would also have some self-selection, but it would be something that's more representative of the entire community for the general plan. And this is something that we did for the last general plan. We did a valid statistically survey for the Parks and Rec master plan. So it's definitely what we considered a must do to make sure we're including everybody and hearing everybody's voice. 10 and 11 are the ads. Again, those just change in how many there are on different levels. We did talk about digital ads last time, but for those of you who weren't here, what digital ads are is if you say to your spouse or your kid, I'm going to get a cake, and then everywhere you look online, it's cake. That is what a digital ad is, in a sense. It's more just, though, that it's advertising online. When people go to certain sites, it pops up the banners. And then the water bill insert, I do want to touch on this one. So this is one of the changes between levels. The water bill inserts right now, as the mayor pointed out, you get your Vista newsletter with your water bill. We would still use the Vista newsletter. What this line item is, it's in addition to the Vista newsletter. It's to send out that valid statistical survey to everyone through the water bill. So at base level, it would be not sending that out with the water bill. Intermediate and comprehensive would both include the paper survey in that mailer. So I just want to be clear that we would still be using the Vista newsletter to get information out. It's just that additional one-page or two-page survey. Yes, Hal.
How many people receive their water bill digitally versus by mail?
It's a good question. So the question for those online was how many people receive their water bill digitally versus mail, and I do not know that answer, but that's a very good point. Yeah. The paper. Yeah. And we did talk to our water utility, or stormwater utility, who brought up that we could also be using that service to get things out. So that is a good point. So maybe it is already covered then, if most people are getting it digitally. And then last meeting, somebody also brought up, what about TV and radio ads, especially, you know, with our demographics? So we did look into that. So to do a TV or radio ad, we put those only in either the intermediate and comprehensive. And that's really largely due to the cost of those. But I also want to clarify, too, that we will still be doing interviews on both. So there are opportunities sometimes with radio, especially the local radio hosts who want to get more information and help us promote it so we can do interviews with them. Same with TV, sometimes the news channels, you know, will want to come and get more information. So these are strictly ads, like commercials or the jingles on the radio. And then OV style ads, that was also discussed last time, so we did add that. And that would also change in quantity over time. And the difference between a video that's consultant designed and an info video is we do see the use of info videos being helpful, especially when we dive into those topics. So if you remember during that first meeting, we had you guys all put dots on the wall of housing and land use and everything like that. That's where these info videos would be helpful to provide some basis for the community to educate for some educational purposes on those topic areas. But these info videos, why they're a different line item, is there more something we can do in-house? So if you're familiar with the recordings and the videos we've done for development projects, it'd be something similar. But we would want to do one for at least every topic. And there are 8 topics that you guys chose out of. And then it increases with each level to kind of add if we need to. Maybe there's 2 housing videos or 2 parks and rec videos if there's a lot of interest in those. And then lastly is informal surveys. This is a little bit different than the statistically valid survey because it's similar to the community engagement one where it would primarily be self-selection. But it would be a good way to use them throughout the process to get more information from people on maybe what the committees are working on. When we go to the vote, have they heard about it yet? Do we get it right? So these are surveys that we could also do in-house. And then, yes, Hal. Sure. So for those listening in, the question was if the Explorer is distributed to everybody. Now, what we did find with the survey that was still ranked as a high method that people are getting information about the town ongoings. But I do hear you that it's not the most, it's not maybe hitting everybody, which again is why we need these multiple approaches. With regard to the Arizona Daily Star, we did not look into that. I don't think you guys did either, did you?
When considering a lot of the media, we tried to pick the ones that were most targeted to Oro Valley. I, too, read the Star, and I know what you're talking about as far as comment. They certainly would be a media that would be involved and reached out to for news coverage to try to get some presence there. Another thought there is putting in a guest opinion from some within the town, because those do carry some weight, and they give you a little bit more depth in what you can include. I will say that with the mass media, the Star, radio, TV, it's a challenge to get into Oro Valley but not pay for people who are not residing in Oro Valley. So we tried to use that strategy with the media that we picked, but I do think you make a good point about having a presence in the Star in some way.
All right, and then there are some tools that aren't on the chart but are on your list, and these are ones that we'll use routinely throughout the process, and they're largely produced by the town or they're done in-house, and that's including the Vista newsletter, social media presence, especially Instagram. We heard that a lot last time. Any town e-newsletters, working with AARP lists, things like that that really don't, that we'll still be using, HOA e-newsletters, and then the website. And I think Michael brought up even having banners on our emails as a way to get more promotion. So are there any other questions or comments on these first 2 areas before I go on? Yes, and I'll come right over to you.
What was the cost of this program in 2016? And a question I probably didn't ask and I didn't hear, why is this program taking 3 years, given how the costs are being distributed?
Sure. That's a great question. So the costs last time, and I have the exact number, it's actually on the page 2 at the very bottom. So last time it was 576,000 more, a little bit more than that. And the reason we take 3 years is we want to make sure we have every ample opportunity at community engagement. So we do want to exceed what other jurisdictions do in terms of community input, and that's why we start 3 years early. So we have enough time to get out in the community, do various events, attend, get, like Mr. Vela said, make sure that there's not one person, hopefully, that gets to vote and doesn't know about the general plan. It also gives time to delve into those details a little bit more during that second year and then ramp back up for the vote.
I think another way to think about it is this process that we're experiencing right now. Staff could have written this plan in about an hour and a half without any input and gone straight to commission and council. Instead, we are happily going through this process. It takes time. It takes energy and it takes money. So I think that's, think of this as, this is just about outreach. Now think it globally. We're going to be addressing the biggest topics in the entire community across the whole spectrum. Okay? Across the entire spectrum. So that's the why as far as 3 years. The first two of those years, beginning and end, are about community outreach. The middle part is working with committees to distill that and actually help us write the plan, just like you folks are writing this plan. So I hope that helps in terms of the time frame. And it's the exact same time frame we used last time to garner over 70% vote. So just some quick thoughts.
All right. So going on to the next two sections, those are on the back, page 2 of your handout. It's the promotion and supplies first. And so another key difference between the base and other levels, and something that we didn't do last time but we may want to consider, is stipends for ambassadors. So we talked about ambassadors a little bit last time. Those are people that are out in the community that are representing groups and helping get people engaged. So at high schools, in clubs, the HOAs, helping get the word out, but also representing those groups and the committees. We did use volunteers and ambassadors a lot last time, but the stipends is a little bit of a new thing. They wouldn't be an employee of the town, but what it would do is it would give them some compensation, like through gift cards, for instance, if they met certain metrics or goals. That is what the stipend is associated with. And so at the intermediate level, it would be for 12 ambassadors for the entire project, the 3 years. And at the comprehensive level, it'd be for 24 ambassadors. So that's the difference between those levels. 25 and 26, as well as 27, are marketing materials. So banners, when we go out to events, having the brand up, making sure we had a tablecloth with the brand. Those are what those three are. We used them last year, but we would want new ones with our new brand for this effort. And then looking at T-shirts, again, it's another tool to get the word out as people are wearing them, having the brand on the shirt. At the base level, that's for employees and ambassadors. At the intermediate, it's employees, ambassadors, and committee members. And at the comprehensive level, it's employees, ambassadors, committee members, and board and commission and council members and youth advisory members. So it'd be, again, comprehensive. And then on the next one is the car magnets. So and at the base level, as Mr. Vela said, we really focused on what vehicles are out in the town most days, all day. And that is our shuttles, our minibuses, and our building inspectors. So that would cover them in the base level. At intermediate, it would also add inspectors from other departments. So our water utility They're out and about all the time. And at our comprehensive level, that would be almost all town vehicles, so even the town manager's cars, and inclusive of, yes, everything that we have. Now, booth giveaway. Oh, yes. Sure. So the question is, what is intended to be messaged on card magnets? How will they be useful, I guess, right?
So I think the first level you saw was general awareness. That's always the first step in a communications or marketing campaign. First, people have to be aware, then they have to be interested enough and take action. So in large part, general awareness, tying it to the town, making sure that it's branded and consistent and always present. We heard a little bit about not going dark over periods of time, so that would be a continued presence. But also I would anticipate it having the website. It might have a message like participate now or learn more and the website address, because a lot of the messaging and methods are to drive traffic to sometimes meetings, sometimes a website. So in large part, that would be the basic goals of the magnets that you can look forward to.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Dan.
You're not going to opt out of them now, are you?
No. No, I want it on my car. No, I personally envision, remember you see business vehicles, this is how is my driving?
Oh, yeah.
And then you have an 800 number. Mm-hmm. Well, what you could do is that you could say, ask me about the general plan. And you have a QR code next to that thing. I don't know if the magnet will affect the transfer of it, but that's the point of it. Ambassadors, what are you going to do to identify some ambassador? Okay, here's what I was thinking of. I mean, just to add a point. If you're going to have an ambassador, they have to have a uniform. So I was thinking is whenever we used to go skiing, mm-hmm. we had ambassadors on the ski slope. Mm-hmm. They always had a jacket. They always had some hat to say, I am an ambassador. If you need help, ask me. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm kind of coming from. So just noting the ambassador aspect of it, you really have to identify who they are. And also the same script.
Yes. Absolutely. And that's one reason, even at the base level, for those T-shirts, we included enough for ambassadors. Because I agree, they need to be seen out in the community, and they need to, they are representatives of the general plan.
So on the note of ambassadors, what about some sort of like canvassing strategy, going door to door? I mean, I know the town council, when they campaign, they do it and it works, and you see that on like statewide campaigns. So I'm wondering what a strategy with that would be like.
Sure. So what was the method? Canvassing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think one of the nice things about an ambassador's program is they can bring ideas to it. We've had some ambassador programs where the ambassadors did a video and were more social media oriented. That was a little bit during the pandemic. It could be canvassing. Part of the use of digital ads is to fill gaps where you may not be hearing from a neighborhood or type of business. Digital ads can be targeted that way. Ambassadors could be targeted that way. So there could be some canvassing in that regard. And it's nice when ambassadors bring ideas and kind of work together as a group to identify what they think they can do the best at.
Thank you. And Melanie, do you have a question?
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, we should have our youth advisory council identify some awesome social media ambassadors.
Excellent. So youth advisory council, social media. We did tell you this isn't the last time you're getting involved, right? We have your contact information now. Next is booth giveaways. So these are things to, you know, they're really promotional, to be awesome. To be honest. Oh.
Before we get off this area.
Yeah.
I just have a question about the t-shirt prices. Is this $60 a piece?
Yeah, so it ranges from about 19 to 60. The 60 is if we did collared shirts. It's really more $19 if it's polo shirts. So we just put the highest price in there. Yeah, no, good point. And Anna?
I just wondered if you're open to new vendors. Not that I'm a vendor or anything, but I priced these things out, and I felt that they were very high.
Sure. No, yes, this is definitely a estimate. So the budget will be refined, especially through the budget process. And it because it's spread out over 4 years, we'll continue to refine it each year. So, yes, very much an estimate. So booth giveaways, that's really your promotional items out in the community. And that is stickers, pins, small car magnets. So we will make sure everybody in this room gets one, but it helps promote it because how many times have you gone, you know, seen a water bottle with a sticker on it and thought, oh, that's interesting. Where is that at? You know, so that's what those are. And let me come over here.
Okay, so I had a question about the car magnets. Do you plan to have like QR codes on the magnets advertising the plan?
I think that's a great idea, as long as everybody is hands-free in their car and you're not trying to take a picture. But yeah, as they're parked and sorry, were you? And I don't think that needed to be recorded, so we're good. And the difference between the levels is, of course, it increases in amount on those. Signs, those are the street signs. So we talked about having signs in the parks or at sports fields, signs where the youth go that have the opportunity with maybe a QR code so you can be engaged, and signs on streets. So it's just the amount that changes with those.
This isn't about that part, but when we talked about the stipends for ambassadors, I was thinking you mentioned gift cards. I think it'd be great if we gave them gift cards to local business so that we could support the business. And then if we do have like 96 for the comprehensive plan, that's like, and it's $100 each, that's $9,600. So maybe in return, we could ask the business to advertise for us.
Excellent, excellent idea. All right, 33 is materials. That's printing materials for meetings and events. And it's the same for every level. And then 32 and 34, that came up at the last meeting of postcards, mailers to landowners, especially those with vacant land. And so what those numbers represent is in the base level, it's doing two mailers two times to every household in Oro Valley. And then intermediate, it's doing mailers three times, so probably in each phase to every household. And then what we're looking at comprehensive, it's mailers five times. So that likely would be two in the first phase, maybe one in the second phase, and then two again in that third phase when we're trying to get people to come out and vote. Sorry, before I go on, are there questions about the promotional supplies, printing, or mailing categories? Yes.
Yeah, I had a question about the shirts with the general plan logo. This is a small thing, but would it be possible to have, like, other than shirts, like sweatshirts and stuff like that too? Because I know we always found with the Youth Advisory Council, like, nobody wears our collared shirts. We buy them every year and nobody wears them. But then when we have jackets, I see those, like, all around school, different high schools. Like, I actually see people wearing those and getting a lot of awareness out of those, yeah.
Yeah, and that's... excellent point, including sweatshirts. And I think that's also, Cheryl, why we have the range there. Because we may, you're right, for the youth ambassadors or youth advisory council want sweatshirts instead.
So on the signage, I'm curious about the style. Is it going to be in the style of those yellow, you know, OV project style sign? Or is it going to be larger, you know, something like that?
So right now those... cost estimates are based off the yellow signs. However, we would want to use, you know, the naming and branding of the next general plan. But it is based off that type of size and style where you see.
I believe one of the comments that I read in the packet we got last week talked about the size or what how you could hardly see the signage on the yellow signs, that the printing on it was too small. So if we do this, then make the lettering larger.
Excellent point. Yep. And I think the design would change a little bit. It's just more the size would probably be, yeah, the same. All right. Going to the last category is meeting events, personnel, and training. So we put a tool that we feel will help with the engagement aspect, and that's instant polling. So maybe some of you have experienced this, but if you're ever in a meeting, sometimes they do something where they have the technology where they'll ask a question, and you use your phone, and you answer it, and everybody on the screen, everybody's nodding, so a lot of you have done this, but everybody on the screen can see the answers. That is a useful tool, not only for in-person, but really where we see this being beneficial is the hybrid meetings. So when people are online, oftentimes it's hard to make sure they're engaged, and this is a tool that helps bridge that gap. So it is included in every level. Rental fees are included in every level. You just, for when we do those events and forums, speaker in a box, we talked a little bit last time, but that is especially for our ambassadors, but even volunteers in the community. It is making sure they have the same messaging and tools every time they go out, as Dan said earlier. So the amount of those just change with each level. And then that's kind of the same for the next handful until 42, line 42. Those are all of our events and meetings. And so what we price those on is the cost that would be for maybe refreshments. You guys know how we love our sticky dots and our sticky notes. So it's getting those and any other materials that aren't included in the printing costs for those meetings. And then the number represents the amount. And again, that base level is the amount we did last time, where intermediate and comprehensive are more than the last effort. And then lastly, we have personnel and training. And so the what we'd be looking for is temporary positions for a senior planner and an office specialist. And what they would do is help over this three-year period to go to events, to help coordinate volunteers, to help make sure that e-newsletter blasts are being done with all the different representative groups, to pay invoices. So that's what those two positions would be, but they would only be for the general plan effort. Are there any questions about these categories? Yes.
Well, this is not exactly a category. No, this is not exactly a category. But what is your voting strategy? I didn't see anything about a voting cost, because at the final end, there is going to be a cost to actually go out and count the vote, if you will, or send out for a request and vote. And the other factor is it going to be a straight up and down voting, or is it going to be like a consent voting? Because what you can do is you can send out a wave of vote, and you know how much that you sent out, and then you do a count, and you find out, say, a third is missing. What you ought to do is go back out and say, by the way, we haven't received your vote.
So are you talking to when it's on the ballot?
No, what I meant by is that what is your going to be your voting strategy? Is it going to be a straight up and down vote? Or why don't you approach it in the sense of making sure you follow up and ask them and say, we haven't received your vote, so you could get much more heads-up count?
So it's treated, per state law, it has to be on the ballot, and it's treated like any election, if you would. It's not something that we can inform or do ourselves. It has to be on the ballot, and there is a cost to that. The town clerk's office definitely has a cost to any time we run an election, because you have to get it in the pamphlet. If you've seen those big things where it tells you all the props,
yes.
It would be similar to that. Yeah.
So there is a law.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I'll be right back. No problem. I just wanted to say that with regard to consistency of the message, whether it be scripting for your ambassadors or this speaker in a box, whatever, yes, it's important to be consistent. But on the other hand, it's also, in my view, important to understand your audience and to tailor it accordingly. I mean, you don't want to spend an hour talking to senior citizens about splash pads. You know, you know what I mean? So know your audience.
Absolutely. And we do see it more as probably talking points to get through. But yes, if we scripted it, I'm sure what's the, to your point, then why send a youth to talk to youth if they're just using a script?
Just a little follow-up on Dan's comment there on the voting. One thing you can implement, because we do mail-in voting, is you can chase those ballots. When people haven't turned in their ballots, you can get a report from the county. It's a lot of work. I've done that before. But if you're doing 80% of our community votes by mail. So,
very good point.
I wanted to add, Tom, if I may, a little bit explanation to your question or point, is that really the point, the aim of an ambassador is to inform about the process, where we are in the process. That is a key objective. But the greater objective is to harvest information, is to listen and learn what people and record what people are telling them. So that gets fed back into policy development. So the best ambassador is someone who knows how to listen. We're not asking ambassadors to go out and sell or share their opinion on any issues. The main objective is to listen. So hope that helps.
All right. So,
Thanks, Winnie. So, two comments, and really with respect to what I think is the issue at hand here is sort of allocation of resources in terms of this engagement. One is that if we look at it, a good portion of the costs are fixed. There are professional services and personnel to implement the plan. That doesn't mean that all the other stuff is the edges and little things. They're all important, but I don't think we're going to figure out here tonight exactly how we do each thing. So it seems to me it's more about which things do we want to do. And so my second comment is, my two cents. I would take resources from traditional mass media and put them elsewhere. So, I mean, that's where I am. So STAR, to me, not a lot of bang for the buck in terms of what Oro Valley is trying to do. I'm also a subscriber, but.
No, absolutely. And that's actually the discussion we're going to have in one moment. Before we get there, though, do you have one comment?
I have to follow up on the most recent comment here. 75% of this expense goes to basically two categories. So with the 25% that's left on categories 10 through 42, you're really almost discussing dimes and nickels when you've got some big bucks in other areas. And I'll, being totally honest with you, I am shocked at the cost of this whole thing. Yep. And it's not the whole cost.
And that actually leads right into the cost. So, yes, we did want to provide the estimates to give context so you guys weren't making decisions blindly, if you will. We know everything costs money. But they really are going to be refined as we go through the budget process, and they really are to help you see the order of magnitude, if you will, and to try to make those decisions as you look at, even though some of them are fixed, as you look, though, at the different tools, as Michael said, and which ones you think could be removed or added in. And just for some context, we did look at what's the cost when you do a topic-specific plan. So that's like the Parks and Rec Master Plan, or if we do our street manual, our drainage manual. Those are hyper-focused on those areas. They range about $100,000 to $250,000. And so the general plan, if you think about it, it covers all those topics. It covers 19 different areas. We know that from you guys and from what the survey said, there's at least 8 that people are very interested in. So when we think about the cost, just keep that in mind, that this is a comprehensive plan of all those topics. And when we're doing those individual plans, they're ranging even at the minimum about $100,000. Also, with regard to the last, somebody asked earlier, how much did the last one cost? Again, it's about $576,000. Why this one is higher is, as you can imagine, 10 years, prices change. We've all seen that in the last year, super increase. But also it's that addition of technology that we heard from you was a priority. So the videos, making sure we doing the postcard mailers, things of that nature that were added in that we didn't do last time. And so with that, again, let me hit some questions and then we'll go on to the discussion.
Yeah, I just wondered if all the other towns are going through this too. Is there a forum of some sort where all the towns kind of get together and go, how much are you spending? How much are we spending? Can we get an idea of, you know, what the numbers are?
There is not. And one thing I want to keep in mind too is not every town has to do their general plan alike. So as Jan said in the beginning, some of them, I'm not going to name, but we've looked at the outreach methods that other jurisdictions in the state have done. And the town exceeds all of them. And we pride ourselves in that. So it's hard to compare our costs to Yuma. Oh, just named a name. But to another jurisdiction that may have a smaller population size, or they may just do the public hearings and just do public meetings. They're not going out to all the community events we do. So we don't have the numbers for all the surrounding jurisdictions. We kind of have some ideas of the consultants they used, but that's just something to keep in mind, too. It's hard to compare. And then I'll be right back.
So I was just curious. We have the base package, intermediate, and the comprehensive. Is it all or nothing here, or can we pick and choose?
So our next exercise is first we're going to look at all or nothing, but then I want to help refine that because we've heard some great comments of why don't you add this? Why don't you take out this item? So yes, it's a menu, if you will, but we're going to start off big picture.
All right. I was just going to say, I also think that's a lot, and I value the general plan, but that can also, you know, everything that we spend in our community is something that's not spent somewhere else. So that always has to be considered. But I was just wondering, Jim mentioned that 75% of the cost is in one area. So I wondered if we could start by just identifying what that area is.
So I believe that it's the consulting services, which are pretty fixed. There are some differences with the website, and then the personnel. All right. So now I would like to ask Carlos. Can you please?
Do you want to go ahead and share your screen?
Thank you. So in identifying costs and of the outreach, I know that we discussed that we want to target people who can actually vote. And if you send out mailers to every household, not every household can vote on this. I mean, you have to be a resident of Oro Valley to vote. And not every, like on my street, for example, I would say 50% of the people vote in our elections. The other 50% vote in another state, so they can't vote on anything Oro Valley. Is that accurate for this too?
No, so that's a good point, especially when we get to the conversation of changing things, right? Adding or subtracting. Maybe we do look at, do one of the mailers only go to voters? Does one go to all the households, though? Because it's still important to get everybody's feedback if we remember about the inclusivity guiding principle. And let me get Philip.
Thanks, Melanie. You know, I read somewhere, or it was in the plan, that there's a regulatory requirement for communication and feedback and the process. If you were to, as best you could, or buyer or other staff or our consultants, if you could say, what is the percent that the base exceeds that requirement, the intermediate exceeds that requirement, or the comprehensive? So that's just one question. And, you know, looking at the previous slide, it said that Your Voice, Our Future was comprehensive. Is that of the same level as the comprehensive that you're showing us here?
Sure. So let me answer that question. So this will be actually our most comprehensive general plan. So state law specifies what topics have to be in the general plan. And because we're approaching 50,000 people, we have to have everything. So the last general plan did include a lot of those elements, but not, it included housing, for instance, but not to the level that the state requires because we didn't have to have it last time. So this will be our most comprehensive plan. Now, with respect to the first question, I don't know, Byer, if you had a thought on that.
Sure. And thanks. Technology. Also more directly answer your question, Phil, we're way above basic requirements. We're way above. Scottsdale's routinely way above. Sedona's routinely way above. What's the common thread of all three of those? More educated community, more involved community, higher income communities, more participation is expected. Hey, there's another common thread that I mentioned before. All three have had general plans fail because people were excluded. Okay, so I would implore everyone, we hear you on costs loud and clear, and whatever recommendation you guys provide is going to come with a proviso. There's a concern about costs. There should be. Those numbers are big. But when we go through these exercises, we're going to ask, big picture, what are the ones that, which one silo, if you will, do you want to focus on? And then let's look at which items that you don't think is worthwhile. But understand the trade-off. Some may not be effective. I agree with the statement that big picture media, like using ads on TV, aren't effective. We're going to reach a whole lot of people outside of Oro Valley. Not very helpful, very expensive. So we're going to go through those items and ask, you know, which are the ones that aren't effective, do you think, and that should be pulled out? And let's see where it goes. So my pitch is the exercise is set up to do just what you're asking us to do right now. So a pitch is let's have Melanie take us through that exercise and see where we land. I have no doubt, and we expect that items are going to be pulled out. Or you may find another item in a silo that you want to replace it with so that it's customized and it's yours.
All right. So now we want to turn the evening over to you. So thinking about the tools, not so much the quantities or the cost, the tools themselves, which option do you like most and why? And don't all raise your hand at once. I know nobody wants to be the first one, so I'm going to call on.
If you're looking at just tools alone,
And you, the idea of this is you're trying to reach as many people as possible. Obviously, the comprehensive provides the most tools, negligent of cost. So I think comprehensive makes the most sense because it has the most to offer. And in this, if you're talking about tools, I think it's a go big or go home type of deal on this one.
Well, because of the cost, the intermediate has everything that we need. I don't know that, you know, hit 3 postcards versus 5 postcards. It's, you know, we're getting everything that we want, maybe just on a little bit scaled back.
Okay, so intermediate. As a numbers person, obviously I say base right away, but as I look at it more, like you said, making sure it's comprehensive, I would also say intermediate because it has a good mix. But it's also not overloading everyone. It's not over the top.
So intermediate with a good mix, but not overloading. Who's next? I'm just going to keep going down the line then.
All right. Pat, if you want to say, and then we'll
see. Okay, well, I tend to agree that the intermediate is probably the best compromise. I mean, the increment in cost between the base and the intermediate is relatively small. The big jump is between intermediate and comprehensive, so I think it's probably the way to go.
All right, and Faith, I'm coming over to you.
I think that the comprehensive is the best option because you see throughout the United States, low community involvement is becoming more of a common theme. So I think in every community throughout the states, we could always use more community engagement. So I really do think the comprehensive is worth the investment.
All right. And if you can unmute the person on Zoom. And you may have to unmute on your end, too. I'm going to take one more comment in the that's in person, and then we'll go to the Zoom person while they're figuring it out.
Okay, so you said that the base was what you used at the last general plan, right? Okay, and it passed a 70% vote. Okay, so the way I look at it is, why would we jump from what we did to comprehensive? To me, it makes more sense to do the intermediate.
So to make sure we are documenting right, intermediate, because it's similar to what we did last time. And last time was successful. And it was successful.
This isn't so much which one I think we should do. I sort of had a question. Given that, you know, like 10 years ago with the base and some additions, we were able to get this, I would be interested in knowing if there's any statistics we can look at back then, what our community involvement was versus what it is now, in terms of like, do we need to work harder now to reach more people? I don't know if that's a thing after the pandemic or whatnot, if people are less engaged with the town and with voting and whatnot. And if so, do we need to work harder or is it pretty similar?
Actually, defer. Do you guys know if how community outreach has changed?
I would say, I think there is, if you think about what we hear in communities these days, I think it's even more important now to make sure people are connecting so they can understand each other, so they can come up with a plan that really reflects the diversity and the range of the community. I do think it's a little more challenging these days, even though we have more technology. Sometimes that also is a curse as well as a blessing, in that now there's lots of other information going around. So you do have to cut through the clutter even more. In marketing, 10 or 20 years ago, the rule of thumb was you had to deliver an ad 3 times to get someone to act on it. Now, with the real glut of messaging, that's closer to 30 times. So there are good methods, digital ads, very cost effective, but it is more challenging in that way, both for technology and because of the, I think, the dynamics within communities. And it looks like
I was just going to say that I don't feel like, from my perspective, that we have problem with public engagement in Oro Valley. We have so much public engagement. Our citizens are awesome. They're so engaged. And we consistently hear that. I mean, I think someone told me that the Yuma General Plan, they put it out for comment. They got 2 comments. Meanwhile, we put out a senior survey, what kind of recreation would you like, and got over 800 comments. And we're a city half the size, and it was a much smaller issue. But we consistently see 600, 700, 800, and everyone's totally blown away by that. And when we do advertising, like we hear, Oro Valley gets triple the click-throughs of any advertising. So anyway, I don't know. I mean, I thought there was a lot in the base level from my perspective, but I mean, I'll be able to have a stab at it later. So I'm interested in hearing all of your perspectives. But anyway, I just wanted to say, I don't think we have like a huge gap of engagement like some places do.
All right. And if the person, who is it?
Emma Kim. Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, we can hear you. Perfect.
I got kicked out of a meeting for some reason. So I believe that the intermediate is also a pretty good choice because it's not too small, not too big, but it still allows for a good amount of community engagement. And yeah, it's just a very good compromise just so that we don't invest too much in something that might not end up being like fully used to its like its full extent, right? If that makes sense. But yeah, it's a pretty good compromise in my opinion.
Great, thank you, Emma.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks. I would go with the intermediate just, you know, I think we need a little more effort or a little more money than the last time. But honestly, I wouldn't do the TV ads. Not that I don't love political ads. They're just great fun. But it's a midterm election, and it's going to be brutal, and the governor's race will be on again, and you just get lost. And I just doubt it's worth it.
Yes, I really like the intermediate, and the reason for it is because the general plan was done in 2016. So what was the population of Oro Valley at that time? Was it 43? Okay, 43. So now if you go to intermediate, what is their population now? Probably 48,000?
47.
Okay. So but what
growing.
But growing. And I think you need the intermediate to cover the base with the increase of the population.
Great. Tom, I'm going to come back to you now. There's 30 people in this room, so, you know.
I guess I would vote for the intermediate as well. And talking about the fact that there's an election going on at the same time, it's going to be difficult to get attention. I mean, I don't answer my telephone. I don't watch any TV ads, you know, for 6 months before an election. It's unnerving. So good luck.
I'm going to come to this side now. We have a couple hands.
So I have a question. I mean, in each of these categories, you have multiple phases, correct? Do you do any self-analysis as you're going through the phase as to whether you're being successful so that you can maybe not have such a discrete, you know, 3 budget section?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So part of the plan, actually the very last section of the plan, is our accountability and evaluation piece. So at the end of each phase, we will do an evaluation of what worked, what didn't work. And there might need to be some shifts going on to see, you know, to use the best methods as we move forward. Yeah. And again,
we learn real quick, the world changes on a flip on a dime. So there's some things that, you know, we may have to adjust for. Right.
Well, I'm going to go for the base. And the reason I say that is because some of the things in the base even could be eliminated. And in that case, we would have that extra money to do some of the things that might normally fall into the intermediate category. And we're going, and some of these items we're going to be hitting people multiple times, but it's going to be the same people. So it's going to become, I'm throwing this away, how many times do I need to read this? So we don't want to overwhelm them.
And then Jim?
I think I have to go back to my prior comment. If you're not prepared to attack the very high amount of fixed expense, then you're talking dimes and nickels and everything else. So why not go for trying to get at as many people as possible with a minor amount of filtration? I'm talking about the variable expenses here, but I really think the big thing is the fixed.
So without looking at the tools, is there a level you would choose?
Comprehensive. And the other in terms of total cost per unit of vote, or however you want to look at it. So.
Sorry. Okay, one moment. I'll come back to you in a minute. Let me.
I wanted to say that for advertising and education, looking through it, I kind of thought, especially what people said about, you know, maybe TV ads and whatnot not being that cost effective, the intermediate or the base would maybe be enough. But in other categories like the promotion, supplies, printing, and mailing, like especially for the ambassadors, even though it might be a small jump or a small like monetary jump from intermediate to comprehensive, the more people that we would be able to have that would actually be on the ground talking to people, I think that'd be a lot better bang for a buck than like a TV ad. So I would say comprehensive in promotion and supplies, printing and mailing, meetings and events, and maybe base or intermediate in the other categories.
We're definitely going to get to the menu, right? So once we have kind of a general idea of which choice you like, that's when we're going to hit the menu and see what should be taken out. I've heard a lot of the TV ads, maybe radio ads, but and what should be possibly added in so we can create the best strategy. So let me get another question. And then Anna, I'll come over to you.
I'm just curious as to how many actual votes made up that 70%. You know, compliance.
Well, so we have to have at least over 50% to pass, but the 71% would be whatever, how many voters there were. I'm not sure how many voters there were in 2016. So the population is 47,000. That includes all ages, not just voters. So, yeah. 20,000 votes. There we go. Thank you.
So thanks, Malini. Going to the vice mayor's comment, and since Avi looked at me like I should be saying, you know, which one I favor, I go with the intermediate because the difference in between base and intermediate is relatively modest, and I think there is maybe some bang for the buck with that difference. But the difference between intermediate and comprehensive is quite large, and as the vice mayor pointed out, maybe there are other ways to use those funds.
Great point. Here, and then I'll come over back over to that side. Sorry.
I would agree with that point made. I think intermediate would be the better option, considering that the jump in price is not too big. And with the point being made about self-evaluation after each phase, we can reevaluate how much we want to spend per phase. So I think perhaps starting at slightly higher would be good to measure how effective the like full expenditure would actually be for community engagement. And then if it wasn't as effective, we can reduce costs later on. And I also agree on the fact that certain areas can be reallocated, as in like social media, I think, would probably be better with some more allocation and other areas not so much.
All right, so before we start going through the menu, I want to get a couple more comments on what option you like most and why.
I'm going to dodge the question.
This kind of reminds me of sitting in a doctor's office not too long ago, and they're all waiting for the doctor. And one guy said, well, you don't use it very much. Why don't you cut it off? And somebody else said, well, you know, that's not a bad idea. But we've got two experts in here who know what works, and I'm kind of interested in hearing their analysis of our ideas. I'm intermediate at this point just to save face.
We will get...
I don't want to get into the nitty-gritty of it. I think a lot of the comments that we're hearing are very valid. Look at what's most effective. And I do think that some of the mass media wouldn't be affordable enough to be effective in itself. The one thing I did want to mention that I've heard is, like, we're focused on the outreach and how many people are involved and what the vote is. We're very focused on the vote. But think about, early in my career, I learned the power of what one or two people's comments into a process can mean based on their experience. So think about the power of the general plan itself. That's going to be with you over 10 years, and it's going to guide your policy. It's going to mean what your community is. So that's really your return on investment. Because if you miss a segment of the population, maybe the people that are super busy, you may miss an important factor of what will help the town grow successfully. So when you think return on investment, think it's a good point. We have an active community. You're very lucky in that way. But, you know, part of the mission of the media mix is to make sure no one's being left out. So that's kind of my general two cents.
All right, so before we move on to the next subject, I want to make sure, our next topic, I want to make sure there's nobody else comments, and I am going to pick on the back row. You knew this was coming.
If you would tell me. I think that from my perspective, to say to better use the money and the time of people doing the work is to start with the base, and then for each line item look at, is there something more that we'd rather have for that particular line item, or do we not need that line item? And that way, you're starting with what your base is, and then moving only those things which are very important to the group or to you.
Right. Anybody else want to add to their favorite option? Skeet.
Yes, I just want to say that I worked for a municipality for 27 years, and our idea of this, we did this twice while I was in office, and we formed a committee and hired a company to come in and do it for us. And I just want to say the links that this staff goes to for this is amazing, and I appreciate it to go to this trouble to get the individual input from the citizens of this town is awesome. And also, on this, I've been going between the base and the intermediate, basically because I'm cheap. I don't know. No, I'm sorry. No, actually, I'm going to go with the intermediate because I do think you get some better services, more services for the money. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So what, Philip? No.
Yeah. I think I would lean towards the intermediate, but I think it's important to look at some of the things in the base and see if they would apply. So it's right in between there. And I think one of the ones that I struggle with, and you know, it's only a $10,000 difference, but postage. How effective is that anymore in this electronic age? And so, you know, but that's only 10 grand. So, you know, there may be other opportunities, but I would lean towards the intermediate.
All right. So that actually,
sorry, one other comment. I know I already voted for intermediate, but you know, I work in marketing too, and you have to touch people 7 times. And the multi-channel, doesn't matter if it's once mail, once text, once on the internet, whatever. You have to touch them 7 different times. And so the base doesn't really answer to that, but the medium intermediate does.
One more. I just want to say one more thing.
Were you finished?
Okay. I just want to say one more thing about the participation, what Vice Mayor was talking about. Look at this room. Look at all of us here. That's participation, right? This is great.
All right. Thank you.
If in 2016, there's no doubt that you've had to have a list of the most effective means reaching people. I would go back to that list and begin to measure it from 10 years ago, if it's current now. And then, you know, you can pick up some new stuff.
Yeah, so we did look at what we did last time, what worked, what didn't work. And it wasn't to the macro level, so there wasn't, events didn't work, but the website did. It was more micro level than that, so sitting in front of a theater didn't work. People wanted to go to their movie and then go home. So there is more micro than that, from at least what I've heard. I wasn't here, but I do want to now, if we can go to the second chart, please. So it seems from looking at this one, you guys are kind of between base and intermediate. We heard a lot of intermediate, but we heard intermediate with changes. And we heard a lot of base, but maybe we could get on intermediate if you added some of those different levels and items. So that's what I want to talk about now. So focusing on intermediate, because that one was the one that had most consensus, even with those with the base. What should we add or take out? So we're not going to, you know, worry about the fixed costs. We're really looking at the tools. So let's get into it. Looking at advertising in intermediate, there's the Explore ad. We've heard that is somewhat useful. There's digital ads, a water bill insert for the paper survey. There isn't the TV ads, so that's already been taken out. But we need to discuss if things should be also added in. So we'll start over here.
Text messaging is missing. It's huge. Everybody has a cell phone. It's cheap, definitely cost effective.
So what does everybody think? Text messaging, we did bring that up last time, but it's not in any levels. Should that be an ad? And actually, we noticed that was missing too. So you're right, text messaging is not too expensive. There are services that provide it where you can send mass texts to 4,200 of your best friends all in one shot to get the message across. So text messaging is a possible ad under intermediate. Other ads or subtractions?
Quick comment on text messaging. I think that's personally invasive, but I would slash anything to do with the Explorer or radio ads. I just don't think it.
So removing radio ads and Explore. Right now we're just going to list them out, but, never mind. Let's discuss it now so we don't skip around. Radio ads, thumbs down. There we go. What do we think about radio ads? And you don't have to wait for the microphone. I'm getting a lot of thumbs down. So removing radio ads. Now, Explore ads, what do we think about those?
I think you
have some. So maybe it's more of a quantity issue. Okay, so changing the quantities of Explore. Quantity and size. So maybe is that an area where the base should be used instead of what's on the intermediate? Because the base does have less and different sizes.
So regarding those Explore ads, you have on here the cost for a full page, a half page, and a quarter page ad. So are we going to do all three of those versus various weeks? Okay.
Editorials in the Explore.
For the Explore ads, will they be strategically,
Okay. All right. So, and I'm also, I did a thumbs down on the radio ads. Okay. And I'm kind of, because I've just finished running for office, the email blast or the text blast, I remember getting a very low bang for the buck on that. Is that right? Right? Remember that? No. And because we're in an election push for this year and possibly most of next year, I really wonder how much, you know, the email blast is going to benefit us.
So,
actually, a question for you, Ms. Sims, and I just don't remember. When we did the survey, 700-some-odd respondents, what did they say about the Explorer in terms of importance?
So for how they're currently getting information, it was pretty high up, one of the top three in the first tier. How they want to get information, it was very low in one of the bottom tiers. So, and it was, age groups was interesting. So young adults, 18 to 50, definitely did not choose the Explorer as the highest, but older adults, 51 plus, did choose the Explorer as one of the higher rates.
I mean, an option with the Explorer is we can use some of our town talks, have the mayor write some articles or the town staff or different things like that. You know, the Explorer can cover it in their news. So that's a way people get information. When they say they get information about the town, they're often talking about the articles, not versus the ads. So I think we could supplement with that in the Explorer.
Okay, so to reflect what I'm hearing, and I want to tell me if I'm wrong, is we'd want to look more at the base level of Explorer ads and then supplement it with more articles. Is that, I'm getting head nods? Okay, and then I want to also make sure, so maybe, Mr. Spaeth, can we make that red so we know it's a consensus? And everybody agreed with removing radio ads. Yeah, so these were just ads and commercials. We would still definitely look at the interviews and the, or the, advertise on NPR. Okay, so what about still, so one for keep radio ads, keep. Right, no, I'm still getting no's. All right, and then I want to go back to Joyce's comment. Email blasts, what do we think about those? Like the MailChimp, the subscriber list that you sign up? Yeah, okay, so keeping those on for now. All right, and then Amaya, I'm coming back to you, and then Avi, I'll go to you next.
So I think for more like reallocation of the budget, it would be really smart to focus on text messaging and social media just because you can reach a large group, and I think it's more cost effective that way. Like even if it's a bigger investment, you get a wider audience as a result. So I think it's beneficial.
I do want to clarify with text messaging. I think we talked about it last time. It would definitely have to have the unsubscribe option. So it would allow people to choose. And then Avi?
I was really just voting, but on that email thing, but looking down here at lines 16 through 20, I believe it says no added cost for the general plan, and looking across, it's ongoing, so there's no reason to get rid of any of those. And the e-newsletter is via email, right? So yeah, it makes sense to keep them.
Right, so keeping the email blast because, yeah, it's something we can produce in-house with our existing lists, and sharing the list of HOAs, AARP came up.
Going back to a comment Hal made that he pays his water bill digitally but doesn't get a digital copy of the Vista newsletter. I think that's something that needs to be brought up and make sure we're hitting, because, well, we have their email addresses. We're emailing them the water bill, so why not the newsletter?
Excellent point. Let me...
Yeah, I was just going to say, as far as email is concerned, don't go overboard. I mean, the problem with emails, if you get the same damn email three times a week, you unsubscribe or you really start ignoring them. So email is fine as long as you don't overdo it.
Okay. Are there other? Kay, I'm going to come back to you. Let me get Avi, and I'll come back to you, Kay.
I was just going to comment on the water bill. I think the reason it gets missed is because some people, they pay it automatically. I don't even open the emails, so they come. I know it got paid, and I drive on. I think that's why it gets missed.
Good point. So for those of you who chose base last time, what was in the base level that you think makes sense in the intermediate level in terms of quantity or...
Well, that wasn't what I was going to answer, but my thought would be that a lot of these ads go to far more than the residents and the people of Oro Valley. And it seems like we need to focus everything that we do that's going to direct it to those people we want to reach. So if it's something that just blasts all over, like a radio or a TV ad, then I'd say no to it.
Excellent point. All right, so we've heard add text messaging, use the base level for explore articles so we can supplement with articles, increase social media, and remove radio. And then, yes.
I'd like to take a look at on the compensation for ambassadors, if that's really necessary, or do we have... I mean, we could take advantage of our ambassadors just like we take advantage of all of you and all of us. I'm just kidding. But I mean, if it isn't really necessary, if we have people that are willing to volunteer and engage in the community, you know, that's an option. Like, look at our CVAP. There's all those people engaged and all of you. And so anyway, that was a thought.
Good point. So what do we think? Ambassadors, do you think we should include the stipends and... Come over here.
I think even if we don't include ambassador stipends, I like the idea someone had earlier about whatever that stipend being to local businesses, Oro Valley small businesses. So even if we don't include the ambassador stipends, maybe we could include those types of gift cards in like the sort of giveaways we were talking about to get the businesses involved too and get a lot of that free advertising from them, from the people that are going there.
And then back to the volunteers, if you want like younger ambassadors for teenagers or younger people, high schoolers love volunteer hours. Like, really, we love it because a lot of people are in NHS and they need those hours. So that's always an option and they'll do it for free. And I think there's a lot of people like that. Yeah.
She's right. We love volunteer hours.
The Chamber of Commerce periodically visits pretty much every merchant over the course of 3 years. And often they will take a town council member with them. And there's nothing like face-to-face interaction when you're trying to discuss or convince someone that a program is good. So that's an opportunity I think we could have. And it makes kind of all of us ambassadors.
I just wanted to share that the idea of a stipend for ambassadors is a novel idea to us, and the thought is if there were a stipend, it would be, for example, a $20 gift card to Starbucks. Okay, it's not the idea of providing a salary. The concept is rooted in, for me, the fact that last general plan we had ambassadors and they were phenomenal. Beginning of the process, we had some, at least 25 people sign up. The challenge is, as the weeks go by, that number goes from 25, 30 to about 5. That stick with it, and we're always recruiting more folks. And so the idea, and I honestly don't know if it's a good one or a bad one, is to try to provide extra incentive for folks to keep going and staying engaged. But it's up to you folks. But that's some of the madness, method of the madness is wanting to sustain involvement of ambassadors. And the stipend idea is, you hit X number of meetings, you perform X number, then, it's a pat on the back. It's not a payment for all of your time by any stretch. But again, it's up to you folks. But that's kind of the challenge with ambassadors. They're invaluable, absolutely invaluable. It's tough to sustain the numbers and the interest.
Additional thoughts on ambassadors?
Sorry, it's actually not about ambassadors, but looking at social media on Instagram, there's this thing called Instagram Reels. It's kind of like TikTok, and it's just like a short video, and I think it actually could really work because our school actually had like a short video, and it has over half a million views. So I think if we can make a really good one, it like really spreads if it's interesting.
Absolutely, and I want to, implore the youth to start thinking about getting involved, especially with the branding effort and what our hashtag should be, so that when you guys make all those videos, we see them.
So I just wanted to support what you said in the sense that doing something for nothing is much less persuasive than getting something in return, even if it's nominal value. And I was going to say that it seemed to me that the money spent on shirts could instead be given to ambassadors. But the ambassadors have shirts anyway. But in any case, I'll give up my shirt. So,
not particularly helpful.
All right.
So, I just have a comment regarding back to the signage. The people in this town, if you read next door and Facebook, they hate signs. They don't think they should even be allowed during election season. So, I'm thinking that the base level and the free speech zones would be good. Adequate for that. And in terms of the video design in number 8, we have our own town that does videos, and I hate to say it, but that's $15,000 we could save just by letting the town create those videos.
All right. So yes, and that's why we have the info videos in there. So that would be the town-created videos. So there are two different video line items. And the $15,000 one, that is for, well, maybe even I should turn it over to you, but that is for more of the promotional and educational video that's branded with all the marketing to get it to do a one-time in-your-face, out-there video. But Tom, if you want to add to what that would entail.
Yeah, so we did meet with the team, and Misty from the communications team here at the town, she talked about their capabilities, and anything less than 3 minutes, typically they're going to be able to handle that, no problem. She said when it gets to a longer format, the storyboarding, creating what you're going to put in the video, all the logistics involved with that, that's where she was requesting an estimate for outside assistance.
All right, so before we move on, let me go back to ambassadors real fast. So, thoughts on ambassadors? We seem maybe more looking into it, keep them. Maybe it's the quantity we look into to see how many we do. All right, I'm seeing thumbs up. I want to talk about signs before we move on too. So signs, the difference in the number is at the base level 12, that would be maybe most of our around streets and community gathering areas. But the reason we upped the intermediate level is we heard from you guys, especially the youth, we want ways when we get to a park, we go to a sports thing, we go here, there's something that I can see, it's engaging, I can click on the QR code, and I can provide feedback. So that's why there's an uptick in the signs, is to get more of those places. So thoughts?
Okay, I don't think they necessarily need to be signs. They could just be like flyers you pin to bulletin boards, and then you could get those things where you like take one and you pull something off and it's like an email or the website, and then you can scan the QR code. I don't think like signs are incredibly necessary, but that might just be me.
No, we want to make sure we're representing you correctly.
Yeah, I similarly agree. I think with the signage, it's more of just flyers, something more like visually engaging rather than informational. I mean, of course, you would still have like website and stuff like that, but it doesn't necessarily have to be like the political sign. Yeah.
So I think the signs are necessary, particularly at our parks and things like that. There are no bulletin boards really to speak of. And if they are, they're behind glass, nothing really to take with them. But the signs, they're much larger. You can take a photo of them when you're driving by. All of that, they're very, really help with getting out our message.
You know, one of the items I would like to see evaluated and to add is with respect to the water utility billings. See if you could add a link to the general plan that would take folks right to the website quickly. And, you know, one other thing to consider removing, I guess I got to talk about postage again. You know, we have all these things we want to add, social media, digital newsletter, all these water utility links, all that kind of stuff. So I was wondering if we could consider decreasing the postage to the base level.
Okay, so we have two things right now that we're discussing. One was the signs. So thoughts on keeping it at the base level, which is 12 signs, or keeping or changing it to the base level, excuse me, to 12 signs, or keeping the intermediate level, which is 24 signs. Base, we're getting no, yes. Intermediate, keep it as is. Intermediate. And the next one was postage. Thank you, I'm glad there's a post-it to remind me. Postage, so the postage is tied to how many mailers we do. So at the base level, it was doing, two mailers or mailers twice throughout the process at the first phase and the last phase to all households. At the intermediate, it's doing three mailers, which is an additional $10,000 for the postage, and that is once every phase. So do we have thoughts about the postage, which is directly associated with the postcards and how often they're going out?
I had a question about that. So are we sending these postcards to part-time residents, or is it just, okay, would we be able to differentiate between part-time residents and full-time? Because the reason why we have the postcard is to get out the vote, basically, and you don't need that for part-time.
Just a quick follow-up on that. The timing of the postcards also, at least in an election, is very important. You have the early cards to kind of increase people's awareness, and then the postcard just before they pull the trigger on it is to get them out for that vote. Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Dr. Green and Joanne over there kind of said what I was going to say. To reduce the number, if we only send one mailing, we have to remember this is we need to send them incrementally, because if we only send it once, right before the election, or maybe we're trying to get engagement, one mailing is not going to do it. And then we would maybe want to mail one to every household. And then as we get closer to the election, send it to registered voters. There's no reason to send, you know, I have six people at my house, only two of them are registered to vote, you know. So it's to be more strategic with the number of mailings or the amount of thank you per mailing.
So does that reflect what you guys are thinking in terms of mailings? We keep it at three, but we look at the numbers in terms of how many actual postcards are going out. Okay, so I do want to respect everybody's time, and we have 5 minutes left for our last but quick exercise, or discussion, but this is very important. This is the most important part of this meeting. Is there anything else we should add or remove from the intermediate option? Especially those of you who chose comprehensive and base. Yes. Is there anything else we should add or remove to the intermediate level that we haven't discussed yet? T-shirts. Let's talk about T-shirts. So at intermediate, it is T-shirts for staff, ambassadors, and committee members. At base, it's staff and ambassadors. And at comprehensive, it's staff, ambassadors, and all board, commission, and council members, and committee members. Excuse me. So thoughts on the amount of T-shirts. I'm going to run back over here.
I would go with the base on the T-shirts because who's really, you have to think about who's completely invested in providing the education to the public. I don't know that I would be wearing a T-shirt to the grocery store, but an ambassador or staff member likely would because they're, you know, 100% engaged. The other thing is that I think you should go with the least expensive shirt.
Lower the look at the shirt costs and then quantity base, and we'll get you, and then I'll come over to both of you.
Well, see, I'm of the opposite thought. We are town volunteers. We're here to help. So if it helps to wear a T-shirt to the grocery store or farmer's market, you know, soccer's practice, I'm going to do it.
This might be a little bit weird, but has Oro Valley ever considered selling T-shirts, like merchandise? You could sell sweatshirts. I think they would be really popular because a lot of people like Oro Valley. They could get sweatshirts. I think it would be a great idea to spread it out to the public, too, not just employees.
For the T-shirts for YAC, I think we do a lot of community service and we host a lot of community events. So I'm sure like Jessica wouldn't mind if we wore the T-shirts advertising the general plan at our events. It's a great way to get exposure. For example, over the summer when we host our dive-in movies, we get quite a lot of engagement on events like that. So I think advertising it to a large audience would be beneficial.
All right, so I'm hearing possibly keep shirts where they are, but definitely look at the cost. Okay, and one last comment.
Okay. Well, the only one that I was really looking at was the survey. How many surveys are you going to do? It says $12,000. Sure.
So that's for one statistically valid survey. And what that includes is your self-selected options online and paper. But really where the cost is to have somebody do the telephone aspect, which is the only way I know of, really, to have it random, to have the random sample size and make sure we're not just getting, you know, we could send a postcard with the link on, you're going to get the person who checks the mail. The online, you're going to get the people who know about it like we did with the community engagement survey. So it's really to make sure it's representative of the entire community. And it's a one-time thing. Now there are the informal online surveys that we would still run just like we did the community engagement survey, which still had over 700 people respond and had a, which is representative of a good chunk of the community. Yep. Yes, nope, it's cell phones. Yeah, good question.
When do you do it?
So we would want to do that in the first phase. That's when we'd want to do it. And it's comprehensive for the general plan. So it would ask questions to help the committees start creating those goals and policies. So that's what the input is for, we're going out in the community physically to figure out the vision and goals, but then we're doing the survey to also figure out the vision and goals and policies that the committees would look at. All right, and so if we could stop share, please, Carlos. All right, so it is almost 8:00. I wanna first thank you all for that valuable input that helps us guide this community engagement plan forward.
Now, we did send you guys home with the draft plan last time, and we sent it out in your packets. And I did hear some people walk in saying, oh, my gosh, I forgot my homework. It's okay. Even if the dog ate it, we're giving you another chance. So what we want to make sure, though, is this is really your plan. You guys have been building this plan every week. So the first meeting, for instance, that all the importance, that's the purpose section. Even at the first meeting, we talked about changes in the community. That is reflected in the plan. Guiding principles were the post-it notes in the back wall, if you recall, and the symbols. The key stakeholders' engagement opportunities, that's when we looked at how we're working with everybody. Some were reaching consensus, some were sharing ideas. And then the communication and methods and tools we talked about last time, we will add text messaging, because we did hear that tonight. And then the last table on under the strategy, the quantity was blank. We will be filling that in tomorrow and sending this plan back out. And we, again, we're looking at making sure we're representing your group correctly. So we will send it back out. I do ask that you get us comments via email. You can email them to me by next Wednesday so we have an opportunity to make the changes. But before everybody goes, I do want to ask, were there any, from what you read, any concerns that you had or any misrepresentations that you noticed that we should discuss as a group? Yes.
I didn't really have any concerns. Thank you very much for all your hard work. You know, the town staff's been amazing. I do have an idea for the bumper sticker or for the magnet. I think it should say, are you in on the plan? Question mark.
Question. That's actually a great segue. And I do want to say we did receive some comments already via email, and I want to thank you for sending those and correcting some of the language. Great segue and opportunity to stay involved. So this community engagement process we kind of talked through. We do, once we get your final comments, and I do want to point out that what I send to you tomorrow is going to be language heavy. We're focused on making sure we got it right, but Gourley Group is working on a more aesthetic version, if you will, because we do want this document to even be readable by the community. The next steps will we go to commission and then council for consideration. And then again, this is just the first step in this three-year process. And you guys in this room at this moment have the most knowledge and understanding of the general plan than most of the community right now. So we hope you'll stay engaged. We want you to stay engaged. We will be, just like I may have, I don't want to say nagged, but sent a lot of emails to get you here. You'll be getting those emails again because the next effort is the branding effort. That's, to me, the funnest. Figuring out the name.
Please keep going, Melini, but before you leave, I would love, 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 if you don't mind, to get a group photo of everybody in this room for the plan. So please stay just for a minute once we close out. Thanks.
Thank you. So branding we'll be doing at the kind of in, at the end of the summer just to figure out the name of it. And then we have the official kickoff later this year, which we hope you'll all be a part of and spread the word about. There will be multiple opportunities to be ambassadors, to get your shirt, but to also spread the word, and then, of course, the committee work. So we're going to be leaning heavy on all of you, and we'll hope you'll stay engaged. But I do, from all of staff, and I know council, too, is genuinely thank all of you for your time, and because you created this plan. So thank you all, and it's group photo time, I think. And I have to say, officially, the meeting is adjourned at 8:04.